Hi there. The word for you today is when prayer is hard work. In Colossians 4 verse 12, Paul writes about laboring fervently for you in prayers. Think about that. That means sometimes praying for others can feel like hard work or laboring. Once you understand and accept that, not having tingling sensations when you pray won't discourage you. You can smile and tell yourself, it's okay. This is the way the Bible says it will sometimes be in prayer. G. Campbell Morgan, one of the great preachers of a century ago, put it this way: a man may offer a prayer, beautiful in diction and perfect in the number of its petitions, but if it gives him gratification afterwards, that prayer cannot have been truly prayed. So what did he mean? Simply this: you'll feel good after you've prayed, but your goal isn't to feel good about the fact that you have prayed or that you felt particularly good during the process. Observe these three things. Number one, prayer is a duty. It's like going to work. You do it because it's a commitment and because it brings rewards. Number two, prayer is a discipline. The old-timers used to talk about praying through. You say, through what? Through wandering thoughts, through fatigue, through fears, and every other form of resistance and distraction. When you enter the prayer zone, Satan will fight you at every turn. When you stand in prayer in the name of Jesus, get ready, the powers of darkness will retreat and you'll prevail. The Bible promises that. And number three, prayer is a delight. Now, it won't happen every time, but if you're faithful to the place of prayer, there will definitely be times when your whole being will be conscious that God is present, answering your prayer and giving you guidance. And even when the answer isn't completely clear, you'll leave his presence saying, "Now I have peace about it."